from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick.
Man, all these people coming up to me at the Ranger games and wanting to take my picture and autograph. It's time consuming, but it's the power. You know, I don't know. It's the curse. It's the blessing. What is it of being as famous as I am?
I feel like for you, you probably view it more as a curse than a blessing.
No, it is cool. There are, to be honest, I know that we're getting ready to start the show and talk football, but there are so many Ranger fans out there that are fans of our show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. The reason I know that they're fans of our show is they're very specific on things that they like.
Okay. Yeah.
So I do, when it's cool, when they yell Tolo and then they talk about our show and then they're specific about things that they like or things that we make them laugh and stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
So it is really cool. So like it or not, Kevin and Corey, like it or not, you're famous too.
We're famous.
I'm fine.
They just can't talk to you because you're not hired to do the pre and post game show out there.
Just as long as they listen one way or another, I'll be fine with that.
That dude got fired?
I've seen some fringy accounts post that.
No, I'm seeing it right now. Okay. Louis Scruggs just posted it.
Okay.
Yeah, that dude got fired for all the comments about Jerry Jones and all that other stuff.
That's not surprising. When you work for the NFL and the Commanders and you say the Commanders is state-run media like North Korea, and you say that the league you work in is filled with uneducated, homophobic, and racist, mouth-breathing alcoholics, that's tough. That's going to be tough to keep your job.
Go ahead and hold on to that.
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't say it, but it's more fun if we play it back like you did.
It's just kind of fun. Dear.
Best piece of the week is going to be lit tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings, right there off of Lemon, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like he has a good resume, though, because he did sell Washington for a while.
He did.
I guess if he successfully sold that, they're like, just don't talk to women. Outside of the workplace with a whole bunch of things, but I think that you can sell this piece of garbage that we have working here.
He's got a job lined up.
All right. Easy. You know what?
Probably in politics.
Let's try to be transparent. For Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow in Dallas off of Lemon, please come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That we do not draw well at that location the last couple of times that we've been there. We're going to be there. G-Bag's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Buffalo Wild Wings, there's going to be beer specials as well. We're going to have giveaways, but for some reason,
you can get a picture location, with Famous Mike.
That's true. Yeah. I know the parking there is a little
weird.
It's a little pain,
mm-hmm.
but I hope you come see us tomorrow. We'll have fun.
Yeah, we'll be there. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm going to eat some wings right in front of you. Not you, but like just anybody.
Is that a threat?
Or we can all eat wings together.
Like a threat,
we can all eat wings together. That sounds like a good idea.
They have a lot of food there.
They do, man.
That is a good point. All right. Now, Mike, even though I know it's unlikely to happen. I did want to get y'all's feedback on this because I thought of a couple of different things. Give me one major reason why the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl this season and one why they will not. So I'll walk you through how The Athletic broke it down first, and I'll give you my reasons and we can jump from there. So The Athletic gives the Cowboys a 5.7% chance to win the Super Bowl. So about 1 in 17, give or take. And they said the reason the Cowboys could win the Super Bowl is because the defense improves without Dan Quinn. And then it says it's not that the defense was bad by any means, but did it get a little bit stale and a new philosophy from Mike Zimmer could potentially take them to the next level. The reason why they won't win it, and I'm sure plenty of people will agree with this, because Dak Prescott can't overcome negative plays in big games. And that's what it boils down to. Doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback the rest of the time. It's just The Athletic says because Dak Prescott can't overcome negative plays in big games. Now, I have a reason I think they could win the Super Bowl and a reason, a big reason I think they cannot. My reason that the Cowboys could win the Super Bowl this year, CD and Micah take the next step up. All right, we'll all acknowledge that they are excellent players. For CeeDee Lamb, I feel like it's putting another season together like he just had and really asserting himself in the conversation of top three receivers. Because we talk about it from a fantasy perspective, he'll be in the mix. But when you ask people who the best receivers are, I feel like too often he gets left off the list. Another season like last year will firmly cement him on that list. And then for Micah, it's playing big time throughout the year, not getting tired and showing up in the playoffs.
Kevin, I do agree with you on the CeeDee Lamb thing because like that just adds to the, it's undeniable that he's one of those top receivers. There, however, will be people out there that are like, yeah, but he did that against bad teams or he did that against bad cornerbacks or he's just a slot receiver. Sure. I agree with you. You just know you're going to see those texts.
That's yeah, I mean, look, I think those texts have been proven inaccurate, but that's fine. Everyone can have their own opinions. I'm sure I have opinions that people really, really despise as well. But I think CeeDee and Micah taking another step up would put them over the edge.
And when it comes to Micah, I know he can do it at some point in a game.
Sure.
But when it's the most important time of a game, I want to see him Jordan it. And yeah. I think Micah, like, he says he wants that. He's talked about that his whole career. You know, I want to be that guy. I want to see whenever it's fourth quarter and you got to make a stop, dude, you're the one that did it. Whether you knocked the ball down because the pass was short or whatever, or you got in the dude's face and you made a sack happen. Those are the moments where you can really make a big impact in the game. And hopefully his legs are still there because he's able to, you know, he's not getting beat up by 300-pound dudes because he's on the line all the time. Hopefully, they're playing a little more linebacker. Now, Mickey told us yesterday that since the Sam Williams injury, you're seeing him
off
more
the edge a lot.
At the line. So that kind of stinks.
I wanted to go different than The Athletic here. So here's the major reason that I think the Cowboys would not win the Super Bowl. And I understand history is a logical reason for that as well. The run defense doesn't get much or any better. Like, it feels like you need to see your run defense be significantly better if you're going to have a shot against these tougher teams and these physical teams and these playoff teams. And so that would be the big one for me. If you don't see a lot of improvement from the run defense, it's going to be trouble, just like all the other playoff appearances.
Yeah, I wish that I had a real answer for the Cowboys can win the Super Bowl because I just, it's tough for me to see. You guys just pointed out how bad they play when it's a do or die game, which is the playoffs. They all just don't play well. And maybe it's, you know I don't want to go too far back and just crush the Cowboys, but maybe it's the environment they're in that they talk about, whether it's Dalton Schultz, whoever, when they leave, they're like, you know, you can't even get in a workout without having 20 people staring at you. Sure. Through a window because there's tours going on, you know, and stuff like that, that it just is too stressful to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. So look, I will say this, they can win the Super Bowl and this is weird because it has nothing to do with them. If all the other teams play bad in the playoffs when they're playing the Dallas Cowboys, Cowboys don't have anything to do with it. The other teams just have a bad game and the Cowboys are able to have their normal playoff game, but the other team just played really bad. And I guess you took advantage of it. But I just think the Cowboys won't win. One, they're not talented enough to win the Super Bowl. I think they're talented enough to make the playoffs. Me too. Really do. So if you're like, Mike's a hater, I think they're talented enough to make the playoffs. I just don't think they're talented enough. I don't think they have the heart. I don't think they have what it takes to win in the playoffs. And unfortunately, I think best case scenario, Cowboy fans, is what you've seen the last 3 years.
By the way, The Athletic has the Cowboys as the sixth most likely to win the Super Bowl. Now, this is not a betting thing. Because we've talked before, I think betting includes a Cowboys tax, where Cowboys fans might be more apt to bet on the Cowboys than maybe any other team. But The Athletic still has the Cowboys at six, so you consistently see them in that top six, eight, 10 range. So I think they're a playoff team as well, for sure.
Kevin, for the reason that the Cowboys can win the Super Bowl, will win the Super Bowl.
Did you look at your notes for Cam?
And I looked at the wrong notes, too. Dak has failed enough times to finally start succeeding in the playoffs. He's learned enough to go, you know what? I have to be more prepared than anybody. When it comes to the Super Bowl that Aaron Rodgers won with Mike McCarthy, one of my favorite things to hear throughout that was Aaron Rodgers, while everybody was doing all the other events and doing other things to be, you know, to be seen, Aaron Rodgers went back to his room to watch more film.
Yeah.
And it was like, I won't let a single detail be missed so that I don't win. And whether you believe it or not, Jerry Jones probably going to tell us tomorrow, look, man, these guys aren't signed. It's on the line.
Yeah.
And if it's a reality, if they're not signed and Mike McCarthy's not signed and that's a reality, do you get the best competition out of them because of it? Do you get the best effort because they know they have to go prove something? If not just to you, if to everybody else out there too. So if that's a reality, then I expect that you're going to get a guy in Dak Prescott that's like, I won't let any stone go unturned. I'm going to make sure that I'm prepared and then my team's prepared for it too. So Dak has finally failed enough to start succeeding in the playoffs. And you have to fail to succeed. You can't just always win. Like, it doesn't happen like that. You got to fail. We all do. We all learn from our lessons and then go on and get better because of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The reason they can't win the Super Bowl, Jerry gets them drunk the night before the game, and everybody's hungover.
The night before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, or, you know, playoff game or whatever it is. Yeah, he's like, you know what, guys? This is going pretty well. I'm pretty excited about this. Y'all proved everybody wrong. Everybody drink a bottle on me tonight. They all can't show up the next day. If you want a real reason, though, pass rush is non-existent. Aside from Micah, I'm very uncertain where it's coming from. I know people want to tell me DeMarcus Lawrence is that guy. I don't believe it anymore. DeMarcus Lawrence is really good in run defense. The sack numbers aren't there. If the pressure's there just a little bit, that's cool and everything. We got to add to that. The pass rush has to be a force for this team in addition to them being able to stop the run. If that happens, the guys like Trayvon Diggs, Kalen Carson, those guys can have a little more time to turn their head around and get interceptions and force other plays to not happen.
And from the 214, I appreciate this. I'm just going to give you my general philosophy right here. From the 214, why is this even a topic? The Cowboys are not winning a Super Bowl. They're not even going to get past the first round. I know it didn't happen last year, but the year before that, they did get past the first round. I also don't think that they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I don't think that means you just ignore the team or the season. Like, the season opener is in 3 days. The NFL starts tonight. We're the home of the Cowboys. It is a relevant discussion to have, even if you don't think that they're going to win.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
And you're welcome.
Kevin, Corey, Tony's failed enough in the playoffs and he never won. I love Tony Romo. I'm just saying. All right. He's Tony Romo, guys.
Look, and that's the worst thing that's ever happened.
I'm familiar with that.
Just destined to relive all of Tony Romo's failures with every quarterback that comes through here. Keep comparing those for the rest of your life.
And that's why I don't want to do that, because the next segment could easily, like, we could just throw this question out and just, like, sit on autopilot. Who's better, Dak or Tony Romo in their career?
Let the calls fly in.
You would get 60 bajillion bits of feedback. We're not doing that segment.
We should.
Coming up next.
Yeah. I mean, we don't, like, that's easy ratings right there. Like, that's all we have to do. Yeah,
maybe we should.
I mean, look, Sunday is a must-win game, right?
What? No, it's not.
We just saw that on Fox Sports yesterday. They were like, look, it's a must-win game for the Cowboys.
They're an underdog on the road. How is that a must-win game?
Can't win them all.
Is it a must-win for Baltimore tonight?
And
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a must-win for both teams.
I mean, think about it. Last year on Thursday Night Football, the team that lost didn't even make the playoffs. Oh, wait, it was
the Chiefs. They won the Super Bowl.
But the Chiefs are playing again tonight to start the season
off. True.
So if they lose,
they can still win the Super Bowl.
Should they lose? Because last year they won the Super Bowl by losing the Thursday night opener.
You know what? That actually does kind of make sense to me.
They got lucky to win.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, there's a part three of NFL overreaction or reality. That is a fact. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
For Murray, the Cardinals leading rusher. He's going to try to run for some more here. Kyler Murray hops inside the 10. Murray turning on the speed, and Kyler Murray puts the Cardinals on top with 10:26 to go.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a football Thursday. And remember, tomorrow, the Friday football feast starts at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. But right now, it's time for NFL overreaction or reality part three. I'm not going to ask if you're ready, because that failed on me the last couple of days. So question number one.
Is this like Rocky III where we lose and Mr. T calls out and says, I'll show your wife what a good time is?
Yeah. And then his trainer died too.
Okay. What happened? Did Mr. T, is that where Creed came from?
No.
Maybe so. Creed?
Yeah, no. Because Creed slept out of marriage.
Yes, Did Mr. T sleep with Creed's wife?
Mr. T didn't have any illegitimate children, as far as we know.
In the Rocky series.
Okay.
And you know what? As much as people talk about that volleyball scene in Top Gun, I think they should go back and watch Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed.
Playing in the water together?
Running on the beach together and then jumping up and down and hugging after they finish the race. Like, check that scene out. There's some interesting camera work. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Kyler Murray will get back to being good again.
He was good.
He was. Oh, wasn't man. He in 2022? Was that the year that they started off like 10-1?
They were a fan. And they did have a fantastic start.
They just kind of collapsed he got hurt. Hopkins got hurt, and it was just a total collapse. That's what I remember. If I have my years right, maybe it was 21.
21. He played in 14 games. He had 3,700 yards. 24-10 was his. Yeah, he's all right. His career, he's a 26-12 kind of guy. Yeah. That's what his touchdown to interception ratio is. So that's good.
I don't know his contract status and everything. I don't think the Cardinals will be good, but I think he'll be good enough.
He started 10-2 that year.
In 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he'll be good enough that a team desperate for a veteran quarterback to take their team to what they feel like is over the top will be interested in trading for him.
Interesting.
Kind of Russell Wilson-like from Seattle to Denver type of deal. Now, I think he's better than Russell Wilson, me personally. But I think there's going to be some type of situation like that.
Yes, he will be good again this year.
Okay, but you didn't think he was good before, is that?
Again, his numbers were his best year.
Yep.
3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 11 rushing touchdowns. That's big. Well, that's significant. Yeah. He had 11 rushing touchdowns this year. He has never gotten double-digit rushing touchdowns again since then. I think he's all right. He just hit most of his career. He's been all right.
NFL overreaction or reality, seeing a flyover at the start of the game is always awesome.
Yeah,
so Rome Odunze, he said the thing that he's most looking forward to is seeing the Growlers fly over Soldier Field. And he was like, in college, you're always in the locker room for the national anthem and the flyover. I'm a big fan of fighter jets, and I finally get to see it. So overreaction.
He's a big fighter jets fan?
He's a big fighter jet fan.
That's cool.
Overreaction or reality, the flyover is always cool.
As long as it's timed up right.
Okay.
There's been times where things got off-timed for like an opening day or something, and they're flying over at maybe the wrong time. Or like, where are they? And they're like, oh, they're running a little bit late, you know. But it's still cool.
Didn't they do a flyover over a stadium that had a roof? And they're like,
Oh, hey. Well.
I mean, they did fly over, I guess, but you know, nobody saw it inside that stadium.
On the TV.
I mean, it would be very impressive if for the Cowboys opener the next week, if they dropped like five of those parachute guys outside of the stadium, and somehow they have to figure how to get inside
into the
stadium, avoid all the wires and avoid the screen, and then make it down onto the field. Like, that would be kind of scary, right?
Or land on the roof and then drop through the roof. That would be kind of cool.
And then they pull their chute after they get inside as you see them coming in at 150 miles an hour. That would probably be bad.
Kevin,
it feels
when we were
too late.
When we were in Oxnard, it was Heroes Day. It was Veterans Day out there. And we were standing there, and Tad Carper, the PR guy for the Cowboys, he walked over and he goes, "This is the spot." And I went, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Go ahead and get your phones out." And I was like, "I don't know. All right, fine then." I got my phone out, and the Cowboys did a fighter jet fly over there. And I was just like, that was really cool. Like, it was awesome to see that. And then I think we saw a B-52 fly over, or maybe a stealth. I can't remember. But yeah, it's always cool, man.
I agree. I think it's cool as well. All right, since you brought up the name Russell Wilson, NFL overreaction or reality, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields will start games at quarterback for the Steelers this year.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Next question.
Is that... Okay, I'm sorry. I will get to the next question, I promise. But just quick follow-up. Is that just because... Not that anyone will get hurt. Do you think they'll see the Russell Wilson deal and be like, shoot, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to try Justin Fields and like, can we do better? And then they might go, oh, we're not sure. Bring Russell Wilson back. And I think they have two guys that are below average starting quarterbacks. They're not horrible. Neither one of them are horrible, but they're below average starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they're both mid as it gets.
Yeah.
And they'll realize that. They'll try to bounce back and forth. Might even have opportunities, Kevin, where both of them are out on the field out there. Because Justin Fields, they'll just say, hey, just hand him the ball.
I cannot rule that out. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I won't rule that out.
And who was it yesterday? We were like, let's do all the reverse, like all the backwards laterals and then pass down field. And then look like, that's how we're going to do it. That's what I would do. I'd just keep throwing it backwards until with Fields and Russell Wilson. and be like, all right, now somebody's got to be open down
Hold
there.
Hold on. So your strategy on offense is fatigue for the defense? Yeah. You're like, if they run around long enough, they'll be like, that guy's about to drop.
This play's got to be over.
I saw Roy Williams do that at Texas Stadium when he played for Odessa Permian. They would they would hand it off to him like on a reverse, and then he would reverse it, and then he'd reverse it, and you're just like, how long is this kid going to run? And he was pretty good at it. Obviously, he was a future NFL player going against high school kids, and he was in high school too. But it's like, I don't know how much longer he can keep running sideways.
But he did. All right, NFL overreaction or reality? Garrett Wilson can be Aaron Rodgers' new Devontae Adams. By the way, just as an aside note, did you see that Devontae Adams had to come out again?
Hey, I like it here in Vegas, guys.
BS. Anybody who says I don't want to be here, it's BS.
My daughter likes her school. My wife likes being here. I got a Taco Bell in my house. I like being here in Vegas.
He has a Taco
Bell? No, he doesn't. Oh. It's a joke.
Have you seen that commercial? I actually have seen that commercial where he just has a Taco Bell in his house and there's an employee there and everything.
Kevin.
Oh, not really.
The only thing missing
like
from
house with all his servants.
Garrett Wilson's resume is touchdowns.
Okay.
His receptions, 83 and 95. He had 1,100 yards his rookie season, 1,000 yards his second season.
And that's with suboptimal.
Name a quarterback that was throwing to him. I mean, and it was Zach Wilson.
Chad Pennington.
Sometimes. Feels like it was Chad Pennington.
Not Chad Pennington.
Vinny.
I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is going to be the old Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is a far superior mental quarterback than those guys. I think that Garrett Wilson is going to be. I drafted him in fantasy, hoping on it because I think he's going to be one of those guys.
Question back to Kevin because I think this is more important. Can Aaron Rodgers be that Aaron Rodgers?
See, I don't think so. I honestly, I think it's more likely that Garrett Wilson can be Devontae Adams from a few years ago than Aaron Rodgers can be Aaron Rodgers from several years ago.
I think
ago.
Garrett Wilson can definitely help out Aaron Rodgers in those instances. But, man, for those last couple of years leading into his injury season, there are times when I would see Aaron Rodgers skip passes we've never seen.
Yeah.
And when that starts to happen, that's concerning.
Yeah. I got a Breece Hall autograph card I'm bringing to the Dallas Card Show.
Good for you, man.
Starts today, Mike and Allen.
Wow.
I was just excited.
No, that's awesome.
I thought you were
going
to be excited with me.
Okay. I'm going tomorrow after Buffalo Wild Wings.
He definitely did not match your energy there.
He really didn't.
But it is awesome.
All right. Corey, I'm going to start with you on this question, not because of what just happened, but because this is a Corey-geared question.
It's a Detroit Lions question, your favorite team.
What would you guess about the other team, though? It's not Detroit Lions. There's another particular player that he likes a lot.
Look in my eyes, Corey. Now tell me who your other team is. I don't know.
This is the last dance for Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins. NFL overreaction or reality?
Dude, I'm hoping my fantasy team's really good because I do have T. Higgins as well. And if T. Higgins, if Ja'Marr Chase,
you know the Bengals could still break up even if your fantasy team is good.
Oh, yeah, we saw them break up. And then that girl went off on her own and she got Manic Monday.
No, that was the Bengals.
Oh, and then they shot the lead singer in the back after they broke up.
Whoa, really?
What? Yeah. John.
Were walking like it.
Lennon.
You moved
Beatles.
Over to the Beatles?
It's two different bands.
I wasn't going to get
Sounds like the Bengals.
How? How does Beatles sound like Bengals?
Name the first three letters of both their bands.
B-E-A-B-A-N?
Actually, yeah.
Is it B-E-A-T?
I think it's B-E-A-T.
But the Bengals, the Bengals.
Yeah.
They start with B-E.
And just admit, this one didn't work out for you. And let's go to the next one.
It worked out well.
Okay.
Double down.
There were four. Yeah, doubling down. We have, on this station, we are doubling down with bad takes. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You got a couple of haters?
But, yeah, man, I think T. Higgins is going to have a really good one. But, I mean, if they're having this much trouble with Ja'Marr Chase's contract, they're not going to pay T. Higgins next year.
No
they're
way.
They're going to be like, look, man, it was a good run. We really appreciate you. Franchise tag lasted. Now it's up. See you later. So, yeah, I agree with that. That's the case.
NFL overreaction or reality?
Go on to greener pastures.
Mike, I'm going to start with you against all my better judgment on this one.
I love it.
NFL overreaction or reality? The 49ers will suffer from the Super Bowl hangover. You know, for the longest time, it has been you lose in the Super Bowl, you're doomed that next year.
For the most part, yeah, right?
For the most part.
I don't think so. You know, I like Will Chambers, who works on the weekend. I like listening to him. And he doesn't think the Niners are going to make the playoffs. Like, that's one of his really hot takes. Oh,
that is a hot take.
I struggle to see that because their talent, I think, is the best. Now, you obviously can have the argument that you like or dislike Brock Purdy. You think that the team's carrying Brock Purdy. I don't think that. Now, I don't either. I don't think Brock Purdy's awesome, but I do think he's on that like top 10 quarterback. Like 7 to 10 is where I think he fits, but he could go up to top 5, and you could base it on, well, he has so much talent. That's the only reason why. I think they're going to easily win that division. Who do you think the biggest competition is to knock them out of their division?
I think Rams.
Rams.
Okay. Yeah. I would probably agree with that. I don't think they are in the toughest division, so I think they're going to win that division, which puts them, I think they're going to have a top 2 seed, 1 or 2.
Because I'm not a big Seattle believer. Yeah. I don't think Arizona's going to do much.
So I think they're going to have a great year. Now, okay. Could they... anything can happen. In a one game, anything can happen in the playoffs. But I just think that they're going to be in the NFC Championship game again.
Corey?
I see them in the playoffs. I see them battling for the NFC Championship game as well. They had that moment last year where, what was it, like a three-game stretch where they couldn't beat anybody. Like they looked bad. We were like, whoa, what's going on? It was after they beat the Cowboys. And they both beat up on each other in that game. Obviously, they had the better one after that, but they went through a stretch. I know Deebo Samuel's injury kind of affected that as well, because when he's not on the field, their game plan changes. But I think they are a good enough team to be in that spot. I disagree with Mike. I think if Brock Purdy was on the Panthers, that Brock Purdy might not be starting in the NFL right now. He might be done. Okay.
Fascinating.
Because they're that bad of a team. But gotcha. He has a really good coach. He has a really good team, and he takes advantage of what he has. Very good on his part to be able to do that.
I don't disagree with that.
That hangover, they were able to click and turn it back on and get back to the Super Bowl last year. So I just don't see. I think they're one of those teams that can do it as long as they don't get in the mentality of it's just going to work out for us.
NFL overreaction to reality. Sam Darnold will be the next quarterback to resurrect his career.
No.
All right.
Next question.
I had a feeling you would say that, so I have a bonus question.
Although throwing to Justin Jefferson makes you look good. Yes. It makes you look really good.
I want to see Kellen Mond. That guy.
Yeah, I still don't. He's long gone from the Vikings.
That's the only time the Aggies have been good in the last 30 years of football was Kellen Mond.
Did Kellen Mond ever throw up on the field?
I don't know.
In the game?
I mean, look.
Did Johnny Manziel get him to top 5 in the country at the end of the year?
Yes, he did.
Well, then I am mistaken, and I admit my wrongs. Do you see how we do this here at 105.3 The Fan?
Sometimes I do, Mike. Bonus question. Okay. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
Well, it's the Cowboys.
Shut up. You don't think
How would it be anybody else?
Haven't they won every year we've been here?
With McCarthy needing a contract and Dak needing a contract.
Yeah, I mean,
CD got paid because CD is good and everybody knows it. Dak, everybody's still questioning whether or not. That's why he hasn't gotten paid yet, Kevin. Mm-hmm. With all that on the line, how could they not win?
I'm going to pick the 49ers, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll go with the Chiefs to three-peat.
4-9-E-R-S.
That does not bother me like the other one. We're the Can't-See Masterpiece right here on 105.3
The Fan. Can't spell 49ers without numbers.
I was worried if you were going to try to spell out the 4 and the 9 to go with the E-R-S. Letters.
Yeah, you got to spell them out with numbers and letters. What other team can say that? Not the Jaguars.
Or the Jets.
What? That's a great point, y'all.
Can't spell out their name.
Up next, it's time for baseball nuggets and spelling bee stuff with Mike Bassett.
Well, I think it's obvious. The Rangers average 10 runs a game with these two guys out of the lineup. Next.
Yates ready and deals. And there's a high drive well hit to left center field. Langford back at the wall. He leaps. He makes the catch. And the ball game's over.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed that ninth inning, it was quite spectacular. And right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick.
The Rangers threw 54 pitches in the ninth inning.
Unbelievable.
And they only gave up 4 runs. So if you think about it, throwing 54 pitches in one inning as a staff, because there were three guys that had to pitch that inning.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. And the thing is you ended it by robbing a home run. Because that was, I know that from Eric Nadell's view, you're way up there. There's no way you can tell live if it was close to being a home run or not, but it was a home run.
So I watched a big chunk of this game, but when we got to the ninth inning, it's 10-2. I pop on an episode of The Simpsons. If you didn't hear me say this in Crosstalk.
I did.
When the episode is over, the ninth inning is still going on. And I was like, the hell happened? Did I push pause on the game?
Was it a rerun episode of The Simpsons?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Old, and you already seen this episode.
Yeah. Quality episode.
And they had taken
Which one
out.
Was it? Focused on Otto.
Ah, I like that episode.
Oh, Otto? Back to you, Mike.
Yes,
Otto Porter from Georgetown, who's been with a lot of
Otto
different
Graham,
NBA teams.
Former
no,
Washington
Otto the bus driver.
Otto Garfield?
That's Odie.
That's close enough.
So what I missed was the Rangers got the first two outs. Nobody was on base. Then they walked three straight people, gave up a grand slam, gave up two more singles, and then Giancarlo Stanton hit the ball over the fence only to see Wyatt Langford bring it back.
If you want to really disrespect him, just call him Mike Stanton. Then he changed
his name.
How many
people know that that is
probably
a real
not many.
Thing.
Like, that's the weirdest. I guess people Joey Bell and Albert Bell, you're like, hey, you just changed your name, but like not legally, like Meta World Peace. You just like, call me this name now. You're like, no, we're not. You didn't shorten your name or lengthen your name. You just totally changed your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Giancarlo Stanton. So now, this is going to sound so stupid. But Semien and Seager weren't in the lineup, and the Rangers had their best offensive game since mid-July.
Yeah.
So
just imagine how quickly we could have won the World Series last year, Kevin.
What?
If you would
not have won the World Series.
I know that this is silly. Obviously, Seager is. They don't know yet. Chris Young said, look, he might be back in 10 days. He might miss the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll just go with that, is what they said. But I think they're leaning towards not playing him the rest of the year. And possibly, like, who knows? He might have to have a minor surgery in the offseason. We went over that yesterday. I think he should move to first base. I think it's as logical as logic can be to move him next year to first base. But would you tonight give Semien another day off just to see if, like, these young guys and this kind of like, hey, you can't rely on Seager and you can't rely on Semien to score the runs. You guys are going to have to figure out how to get on base and how to score.
Yes, that is exactly what I would do. Not because I think that's the secret to opening up the offense, just to give them another chance to see what they can do.
And I'd give, I mean, maybe Semien does need it. Maybe he just needs some sort of break from this thing, man.
So it was honestly very surprising. When you looked at the lineup before the game, you're just like,
this is a loss. Yeah.
We're in big trouble. But what is happening? I don't know if this is going to keep happening. Wyatt Langford is like turning the corner to possibly being that star that we saw. I guess I won't say we saw in the minor leagues. I wasn't watching the minor leagues. But we saw in spring training, because I was there when he hit the grand slam. We were there together when we just saw how Mike Maddux, and there was articles on like the ball comes off his bat differently, all of these things. And now as this season is coming to a close, it's starting to look like spring training to him. And yesterday,
started to catch up to things.
He's so into the game this way. He hits a base hit to right field, and Juan Soto lazily goes and gets. By the way, Juan Soto plays on the warning track, and I'm not lying. If you go to the warning track and you take five steps off of the warning track, that's where Juan Soto plays when Travis Jankowski is hitting or when Wyatt Langford's hitting. It doesn't matter. He is playing the warning track. And Aaron Judge is close to it, too. I don't know how they're going to win in the playoffs if those guys cover such little ground in the outfield and are, in a way, such bad outfielders. So Juan Soto, the first hit that Wyatt Langford gets to right field. Wyatt Langford, I love watching him play live because you can see him busted out of the box. Like Bobby Witt Jr. plays this way too. He's not just like, oh, it's a single. Well, yeah, it is. But Wyatt Langford busts out and he takes a hard turn, the way that you'd love your kid to play baseball. And then he stops, but he registered. Oh, Juan Soto plays deep, and Juan Soto's lazy, and Juan Soto lazily threw the ball in. If I get a base hit to right field again in this game, because you're not playing the Yankees anymore the rest of the season, I'm going for two.
I'm burning.
Because if he's going to show how lazy he is and everything's out in front of you, Wyatt Langford sees out in front of him, oh, he's lazily going after the ball again. I'm not stopping. And he easily gets a double on a single. And that is so fun to watch. And that gives your team energy. Now, Corey Seager cannot provide that energy. He will never provide that energy. He can't run. One thing is he's always dealing with a lower body injury because he's playing shortstop and his body's not built for shortstop. He can't play shortstop the way that you want to at his age anymore. It's over. He will get hurt if you play him at shortstop. I'm ready to make that strong opinion. If you keep him at shortstop in 2025, he will go on the injured list multiple times because at his size, 6'4", 230 pounds, at his age, his body cannot handle it. It's been proven in 2023 and 2024. It's time to look at that contract and go, we need 35-plus home runs and 100-plus RBIs, and the only way we're going to get that is for you not to play shortstop. Yeah. So I love what Wyatt Langford provides because last night, one of the reasons they scored 10 runs is because there was a lot of energy coming from these young guys, led by Wyatt Langford. And Marcus Semien, he's a leader in work ethic. He's a leader in playing every day. I need him to still be a leader in work ethic, and I need him to be a leader in being ready to play every day. But I can't play him every day because he's 34 years old next year.
Yeah.
So I think he's turning 34 in this month if I have his birthday right. But he's going to be 34 next year for most of the season. And so I look at those two guys, and they can't lead through energy. Wyatt Langford can lead through energy. Josh Jung is the leader of this team.
Yes, he is.
So Corey Seager's the best player, or I should say the best hitter. Marcus Semien is getting paid a lot of money and a great leader through just showing work ethic. But Josh Jung is a leader through spark, through like, let's go, celebrating when he hits a double. When he hits a homer, he's going through the dugout. He's like, let's go. Wyatt Langford can be a leader through energy. And I'm hoping when Evan Carter comes back, because they're both very quiet guys, they're not going to lead through talking, is hopefully Evan Carter comes back and he leads through his energy and stretching doubles into triples and stretching singles into doubles. So anyways, I really liked what I saw last night from Wyatt Langford and the young guys. Ezekiel Duran contributed tremendously with his three hits. And I know that he'll never be an everyday player for the Texas Rangers. Josh Smith, I think he can be our shortstop next year. Now you can look outside the organization. And by the way, there's a 1% chance Corey Seager's not the shortstop next year. But I think this is the perfect opportunity that you could have Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran share that position. You can have Corey Seager go over and be a first base / DH to make sure that he plays 150 games. And then you have Jared Sandler talked about this on the postgame show last night here on 105.3 The Fan. I did the postgame show on television, so when I get to drive home, I get to listen to the postgame show, and Sandler does a tremendous job with that. And he was talking about there have been some really positive signs in the minor leagues with your pitching. Now, will it produce at the major league level? Nobody knows. But there are some guys, I think obviously the two leaders are Leiter and Rocker.
Sure.
Now, I know we've got to see Leiter in the major leagues, and it hasn't been good. Now, look, I know that Dawson's doubling down on his take of not watching the game but saying he struggled. But if you watch the game, and I'll just be specific here, in the first inning, I was worried. Why was I worried? Because the first guy got a hit. Gleyber Torres got a hit. Next guy, Juan Soto, he gets to hit a tailor-made ground ball to second base, and then he gets out Aaron Judge. Great first inning. Gets out. You don't want to be facing Juan Soto and Aaron Judge with runners on base, but he's able to do it. Third inning, not a good inning. He gives up a ground ball hit to Anthony Volpe the other way. He gives up an infield hit. I want to say it was Verdugo. I'm forgetting who was batting ninth in their lineup that night. And then he hangs a breaking ball on 3-2. He goes back-to-back sliders to Gleyber Torres. He throws a bad slider on 3-2. He throws a worse slider than the one he threw before, so it's a double in the gap. Two-run score. So now there's a double and Juan Soto and Aaron Judge coming up with a runner on second and one out, and he doesn't score. That's a positive sign when you're watching a young pitcher try to figure out the major leagues who hasn't figured it out. Great job. He strikes out Aaron Judge in the inning. Fourth and fifth, cruises. That's why Bruce Bochy decided to send him out for the sixth inning. Was it a mistake? Yes, in hindsight, it was a mistake by Bruce Bochy, and I think he knows it was a mistake. And so then Gleyber Torres gets an infield hit. That sucks because you make a good pitch and a dude hits a ball 70 feet and gets a hit. And now you're facing Juan Soto and you see the fatigue set in. He slide steps. He shouldn't have slid stepped. So if you're watching, now you can go 2-1. Why are you slide stepping? There's no way Gleyber Torres is stealing second base because Marcus Semien said, I'm never stealing second base with Corey Seager up. So why would Gleyber Torres ever steal second base with nobody out and Juan Soto facing a guy through it for a third time who's never faced the lineup for the third time and Aaron Judge, the best hitter in baseball, on deck? Jack Leiter will learn this. You don't slide step in that situation. 2-1, his arm trails. He throws a ball high and away. That means I'm a little bit tired. That's easy to tell as a pitching coach and as a manager. But they didn't have anybody ready to come in to face Aaron Judge because they weren't ready for that situation. Yeah. And then arm side, he misses arm side inside. Aaron Judge hits a pitch that was a missed location. And then, bam, it's 3-1. We have our guy now ready to come in. And the game is over. And Jack Leiter is out of the game. So, like, when you go through the whole thing, I wanted to do this yesterday. Yeah. Obviously, the Corey Seager breaking news took that away from me. So now I can go through it and explain how he gave up 5 runs in 5+ innings and why I liked what I saw. But yes, there are still plenty of things to work on.
An excellent breakdown right there from Mr. Mike Bassett. Coming up next, let's shift our attention back to football and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.